my
prayer.
On the ends of the earth,
on the ends of the earth,
I cry on to thee.
When my heart is
overwhelmed, lift me to the rock that is higher than I.
As you sit down right now, you are thinking about it. Lift your hands to heaven. And I speak. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says, weeping may endure till night. But it says, joy cometh in the morning. Everything that has been a point of sorrow for you, everything that has overwhelmed your heart, everything that when you look at it, you can't even tell anybody. There's some things you are going through that even your closest of friends don't know. Lord, we pray because you are that rock. I pray today every of our sorrows, Lord, today you will replace it with joy from above in the name of Jesus. Oh, I wish you say amen on that. I say God will replace your sorrows in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
And the Lord will hear your cries.
Amen.
We will tell your neighbor, say, neighbor.
Amen.
The Lord will hear your cry today.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Turn your Bibles to Psalm 16. Psalm 16. Let's appreciate God in the life of our choirs. Let's appreciate them. Amen. God is doing something new amongst the choir. So if you are looking for a way to be of service in the house of God, that's an open invitation for you. Join the choir. Amen. God is good. Are you in Psalm 16? Psalm 16, verse 11. Let's all stand together as we read God's word. Let's stand together as we read God's word. Amen. Are you there? Psalm 16, verse 11. Ready? Let's read. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forever. We're going to read it two more times. Amen. Are you ready? Let's read it again. Loud as you can. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand there are pleasures forever. One more time. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In their presence there's fullness of joy, and at the right hand there are pleasures. This morning I want to speak to us about God's keys for a happy and a joyful life. Father in heaven, we thank you. The Bible says that the entrance of your word giveth light and giveth understanding to those that are simple at heart. Lord, we thank you because when your word comes, the word heals diseases. Sorrow is a disease. And I pray as your word will come out this morning, you will heal every sorrowful heart in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, open our eyes to see what we needed to see.
Amen.
And our ears to hear what we needed to hear.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Blessed be your name.
Amen.
For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Let us be seated. God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
All the time.
The world that we live in today is filled with terrible things. The Bible says in the last days, it says perilous times shall come. It says people will be lovers of themselves. The terrible times that Christ was talking about, we are at the dawn of it right now, even as we speak. As you look at the world today, one thing that jumps out is that a lot of people are in this world who are unhappy. And because many people are unhappy, the suicide rate in this country has skyrocketed. Amen. According to the Centers for Disease Control, suicide is the number 9th killer of people in this country today. And what are the things that drives people to suicide? It's based on the fact that people are not happy. And that is why what everyone, many of us are doing today is to find ways to be happy. The reason why we are chasing after money is because money, many of us think, will be the source of happiness. A lot of people, when we seek out for jobs today, because, you know, I've had people say, I cannot just sit at home, because if I sit at home, I will become depressed. Everyone in life today are seeking for ways to be happy. Amen. But the question to ask is there anything as true happiness? Is there anything as true joy? If I buy a car today, yes, I'm happy. But as I'm driving out of the car lot, the car got into an accident and gets written off. All of a sudden, that happiness is over. Hello? Many people got married. The day of their wedding, everybody was happy. They themselves were happy. But after a few years, the husband makes the wife a punching bag. Somebody got hired in a good job, proclaiming to everybody, I am happy, I got that job. All of a sudden, 6 months later, they tell him, listen, you know what? We are downsizing. So you are laid off. So the question becomes, in life today, is there anything called true happiness or joy? Is it even the right thing to say about as Christians that we have to be happy? Amen. Because one of the things many people think is that as Christian, you have to be miserable in life. But that is not what the Bible says. The Bible did not say that as Christian we must be miserable. As a matter of fact, the Bible says, as Christians, our joy should be the one that is greater than everybody else. And what is the source of our joy? The first source of our joy is that we have a hope of eternal life. That is, if you are saved. You know, we cannot just say, well, everybody that comes to church have hope of eternal life. Not everybody that comes to church have hope of eternal life. Amen. That is why the Bible says, not everyone that calls me Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of God. Only the ones that does the will of my Father. So if you are a Christian, you are doing the will of the Father, then you can guarantee yourself eternal and everlasting joy and happiness. Amen, somebody. Turn your Bible. Let's read something quickly. What does the Bible say about happiness? One of the things you need to understand is God expects you as his child to be happy every time. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, God wants you to be happy every time. The book of Romans chapter 14. Verse 17, if you have it, open it. Romans chapter 14, verse 17, the Bible says, for the kingdom of God are not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and what? Joy in the Holy Ghost. We're getting somewhere. Joy in the Holy Ghost. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible says, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Amen. God wants you to be happy. God does not want a miserable life for you. So if God does not want a miserable life for you, why are you creating a miserable life for yourself? In Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. John chapter 16, verse 22. If you're writing it down, write it down quickly. He says, and ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice. And no man will take that joy from you. And I pray, nothing will take your joy away. In the mighty name of Jesus. He says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulations. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10 says, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. So God wants us to be happy. Amen. And one thing you find out is that joy and happiness is becoming a scarce commodity in society today. Even in the church of God. Many people will come to the church of God, they will look depressed, morose, their face will be so long, amen. Even the pastor will be very afraid to look at their face. Hello? Happiness is becoming a scarce commodity. That is why people are doing whatever it is that they want to do to make them. Some people will take trips, will take vacation. Amen. When they get the vacation, they will be happy. The moment they come back, guess what? You come into the cycle again. But God wants you to have everlasting joy. God wants your marriage to be happy. God wants your home to be happy. God wants you, whenever you wake up every day, you shouldn't wake up and just eat. another day. Praise the Lord. Talk to yourself. Say, myself. God wants you to be happy. Let me give you some facts to understand. Number one, earthly joy and happiness is different from divine joy and happiness. Whenever you are based, you are basing your happiness on what is in the earth, whatever is in the earth is temporary at best. Amen? It's totally different from godly joy. That's number one point you need to know. Number two, you need to understand that happiness and joy from the Lord is a quality, not just an emotion. Happiness from God is not an emotion. It's a state of mind that comes from a total dependence and satisfaction from God and seeing that His will is performed in your life. When you are happy in God, you are happy because you have satisfaction based upon what God is to you and what God has done for you and what He will do. Amen, somebody. You need to understand, number three, happiness is not a commodity. You cannot buy godly joy and happiness with money. Hello? You can't buy happiness with money. That is why many a times the most miserable men on earth are rich people. Praise the Lord. Because happiness is not something you can buy. Happiness does not depend on money. Many wealthy men, they died miserable. Hello? I know a lot of people that's well to do. Your degree cannot bring you happiness. Hello? Money cannot bring you happiness. Material things in the world cannot bring you happiness. Your car cannot bring you happiness. Praise the Lord. Hello, somebody. Your car cannot bring you happiness. I have a dream car that I want to buy, God willing. Hello? It's a BMW 745 LIX. Hello, somebody. Fully loaded Oboku. Some of you that know the car, you know the car I'm talking about. You know what? The day I buy it, because I'll buy it, the day I buy it, I'll be happy. You know, right after that, whenever they bring the bill, hello, somebody. when I have to do oil change and they tell me the oil change is $200, you begin to think again. Hello, somebody. Houses cannot bring you joy. Because by January 31st, for those of you who live in Texas, you know what the bill says as far as taxes. When you are complaining about the tax, you don't remember that, hey, you know what? There was a time when you were happy that you bought a house. Hello, somebody. Material things will give you temporary joy and happiness at best. That's point number four, right? Number five. That's number three, okay? To be happy in life is a personal decision you have to make. Hello? One of the famous presidents of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, said, most people are happy as about they make themselves to be. Hello? If you want to be happy in life, it's your own decision. I don't believe that there's anybody that can bring you misery. Even if people bring you misery in life, you can get to a point where as the moment they are bringing you their misery, you just block it out, let them do their own thing, and just what? Be happy. It's a decision you have to make. Nobody can make you happy. Hello? Your husband cannot make you happy for a long time. Because today he will make you happy, tomorrow you want to slap his face based on what he has done. Don't do that, though. I'm just giving you an analogy. No, honestly speaking, many of us as women, our husbands have done something that you just sit down, you be like, ugh. And when they come home, hello, how are you? Hello. Hello, somebody. It is your decision to make to be happy in life. Hello? nobody, you know, people say, well, this person just makes me unhappy. No, it is your decision. Next point, you have to understand that it is possible for you to have happiness, and if you are not careful, you can lose it. Now, I'll tell you how you can lose it. Eventually. In Galatians chapter 4, verse 15, Paul was talking to the church in Galatia. He says, where is that joy that was amongst you before? 4:15. Amen. What has happened to all your joy? Many marriages in the first few months of their marriage, they were so happy. I have a joyful marriage. Can it be said 10 years after? Amen. The day you got that wonderful job, there's no job like it in town. 5 years later, when the alarm bell rings in the morning, are you so eager to get up and go to that work? It is possible, ladies and gentlemen, that the joy can be lost. But nothing will make us to lose our joy in the name of Jesus. Amen. You are not saying amen.
Amen.
You need to understand again, this is point number 6, right? That one of the keys to receive from God is joy and happiness. If you want to receive something from God, it is with joy. Look at the book of Isaiah, quickly. Sorry for me. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3. Anybody there? No. Isaiah 12, 3.
Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation.
With what? It says, with joy shall you what? Draw water out of the what? The wells of salvation. Meaning that if you don't have joy, it is impossible for you to draw out of that well. Hello? The Bible says, even when you come to the house of God, you must be cheerful. Even if you want to give an offering, he said what? Be cheerful. Don't come miserable and say, what to do? Many people give offering in the house of God that God is not even interested in it. Many people are serving in the house of God, and God, their service is a waste. It's a waste of their time and a waste of God's time. Why? Because they are not serving with joy. Amen. Listen, the moment your service in the house of God, the moment your service in this church becomes a drag for you, let us know. Amen. Either we reassign you somewhere or we give you a break for a while. Because when we serve God, he says, it is by joy that you will draw wells. So that means joy in you is the key to drawing from the wells of salvation. Amen. You also need to understand, about 10 more minutes, that happiness will give long life and health to your body. Amen. Happiness, what? Will give you long life and good health. Look at Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. The Bible says, a merry heart does the good like a medicine, but a broken spirit, the New Living Translation says, a broken spirit saps out the strength of a man. Meaning people who are unhappy, amen, they, you know, when you are happy, it gives you strength. When you are unhappy, it takes a lot out of you. That is why miserable people, they don't get anything accomplished in life. Hello, somebody. That is why you cannot allow somebody to make you unhappy. Hello, somebody. You must become like a rhino. Many of us, because of what people have said, we become unhappy. Imagine if someone calls me and says, you are a woman. And I now go home and begin to complain, cry to my wife. I say, hey, somebody called me a woman. And I become unhappy. You know, it takes you more energy to become unhappy than to be happy. Amen. It takes more energy for you to be unhappy in life. He says, anyone that is happy, he says, happiness is a medicine. It says a broken spirit. The New Living Translation. It says it saps out the spirit. It's like someone that just zings out life out of somebody. Unhappiness. You will not be unhappy in life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are not saying amen.
Amen.
Happiness is not found in what you have, but who you are. Hello, somebody. Let me say that again. Happiness is not found in what you have, but in what? In who you are. That is why for somebody to be happy, you have to make... Have you ever seen people that, you know, many of us will know some people. Don't you even get mad? People will be getting mad at them because they don't get mad. Hello? Whereas there are some people, before you say one thing, they're already getting mad. Amen. Happiness is not about what you have. That is why you should not covet what other people have. Because what they have may not necessarily make them happy, may not make you happy. It's about who you are. So the question becomes, if God wants you to be happy in life, what are the things you need to do to be happy? Let me run through it quickly. If I don't finish today, I'll complete next week. What are the things you need to do to be happy? Number one, if you're writing now, number one. For you to be happy in life, you must count your blessings, not your problems. Hello? Count your blessings, not what? Not your problems. God's blessing upon your life far outweighs the problems that you may be going through. Amen? There's a song. When upon life billows, you are tempest tossed. When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost. It says, count your blessing, name them one by one, and you will see what the Lord has done. It now goes, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, there's an adage in Yoruba land that if you know how to think deep, you will know how to thank God. Say that the fact that you are alive, Nika Sonny. Hello? I mean the fact that you have a roof over your head. It may not be the real house that you want, but the fact that you have a roof over your head, you are better than millions of people around the world. Hello, somebody. The fact that you lift your hand, you can lift it. You see people, you can talk, you can interact with people. That is enough. Hello, somebody. Whatever you are going through is temporary at best. The Bible says, and there is hope for a tree. Even if it's cut down at the sight of water, it says it shall bud again. Whatever you are going through is temporary at best. Hello? You don't have the green card, don't worry. Your father owns the land. Nobody can chase you out of this land. When it gets to a point to chase you out of this land, what? God will change the law.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. Stop counting your problems. Psalm 103. The Bible says, bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. It says, do not forget all his benefits. God that give you those children. Do you know how many people who would trade places for you? I always tell people, before you begin to complain, let somebody else come and tell you what they are going through. Amen? All you are going through is temporary at best. The Bible says it causes but a light affliction, but for a moment. See, problem comes, problem goes. Everything that has a beginning must have an end. In Nigeria, they say something. Lala that went up is coming down. Praise the Lord. Ogun yen lo mo bi to ti wa. O de ma de point kan ti ogun yen ma pa to de ma se kini. O ma ba ti e lo. Are you getting me? Hello? The only way that problem will not go away is if God's covenant will not stand about day and night. That is why I said weeping may endure till night. Let me tell you something. Some nights are longer than the other. But whatever, no matter how long that night is, joy comes in the morning. Amen. So, ladies and gentlemen, count your blessings. Amen. Leave the problem alone. Hallelujah. Problem here, just give it to God. Say, God, your word says I should cast my burdens upon you. Listen, I don't know how you are going to do it. I really don't even care how you're going to do it. But this is it. Amen. Hello, somebody. I am going on my own. No, God, you are the problem. Find out how you guys are going to deal with each other. Count your what? Count your blessings. You must learn to praise God for what you have. Amen. You have a job. The job is only paying you $10 an hour. You are complaining. There are some people who live on a salary of $10 a year. Go to India. Go to India. Those caste system. Go to Haiti. The most poorest nations in the world. Go to Indonesia. That is too far. Go to Nigeria. Are you getting me? No. I know they may not live on $10 a year. But if you look at what some people are earning, what is the average salary in Nigeria today? 20,000 naira, B? 20,000, 6,000 naira, B? Level one. Whatever. Let's say 20,000. How much is 20,000 in dollar? $200, Abi? No. What am I trying to say is this. Instead of you complaining about what has not been there yet, when you look at other things, you will give thanks to God now. Hello, somebody. Tell somebody, count your blessings. Not your problems. Hallelujah. You are saying that husband, you haven't married yet. God doesn't want headache for you now. That is why God is still preserving you. That's why you still need to preserve yourself too. So remarriage is not an easy business. Hello? I think one day I was preaching somewhere. Amen? Instead of you complaining that the choir doesn't sing well, that their song is flat, I'll be thinking it. Won't you thank God that you have ability to hear? Maybe you can hear. That is why you know that the song is not good. You are too noisy in this house. Amen. Let those kids take them on a trip with your sister. Let your sister take them for 2 weeks. See how miserable you are going to be. Hallelujah. So instead of you complaining about those kids messing your house, there are some people who are praying day and night. Oluwa, get here. Then go to my four glasses. Are you getting me, somebody? So you have no reason to not thank God now. So for you to be happy, number one, count your word, your blessings, not your problems. Leave the problem alone. Amen? Every morning just speak to that problem. You this problem. I don't know where you came from. When God brought me here, it wasn't a plan with me and God. Okon Yawani. It was a Mugomo branch kind of thing, you know? You hear, you branch. Eventually, they would say, you know what? You are not wanted here. Amen? Ko ni ticket lati wa in your house. Amen? When you are leaving, say, listen, you this problem that came, I don't know how you came, but my Bible tells me, onototi bawa. No, my second. Stop counting your problems. Number two, quickly. I don't have time. Amen? Number two, forget the past. Tell your neighbor, forget the past. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14. Quickly. My time is gone. Philippians, only this thing I do, forgetting that which is behind, I press forward to what? What is I? Forget the past. Oh. Don't let the devil use your past to rob you of your future. Philippians 3, 12 to 14. Thank you. Go. Yes. Yes. the past. Amen. Thank you. Let me tell you this. If you cannot forget your past, you cannot live a happy life. If you cannot forget your past, you will not be able to move to the destiny that God has planned for you. See, what the enemy wants to do is put your past failures in front of you. Hey. See, you failed though. Maybe you have a child that is not doing very well. See, you failed as a mother. That's what the devil wants you to do. So that you can continue to cry about it. Not only the devil, sometimes church folks that know some of your shortcomings in life. We know about how. So when then, after that, God, if you know about them, God, if God has changed that person's story, just sit there and begin to say, we know about them. Adam are shaking in the person will fulfill their own destiny. You just sit there, we know about them. Praise the Lord. You must forget your past. Hello, somebody. If you started a business and the business failed, it wasn't you that failed. It was a business. Hello, somebody. It was a business. I said, Daddy, learn the mistakes that you had before. Start another one. Hello, somebody. So don't let your past rob you of your future, and don't allow people to use your past to rob you your future. Hello, somebody. Use your past as a testimony. This is where I was before. This is where God has taken me now. And this is where God is taking me. Amen. Naysayers that want to sit down and talk about it, let them sit down. Watch out for one. I've told you before. Let me say it again. People that talk bad about people. See, successful people, they don't gossip about other people. Hello, somebody. Successful people do not have time to talk about what somebody has done in the past. Successful people are forward-thinking people. All successful people will think about this. What are you doing now? What is your plan for the future? Amen? People that are on the highest, you know, people that are high in the world, they don't have time to talk about who looked at them funny. Praise the Lord. Because what happens is that people that talk about people, they are down people. All they want to do is pull you down. So when they are talking and the words get to your ears, guess what happens? So that you can lose focus. Instead of you doing what God wants you to do, you now begin to waste your time on periphery stuff. Hello? Thank you, Daddy. I'm asking. Hello? So forget about your past. Maybe you had a marriage that failed. God can do a new thing. The Bible says, behold. Only behold. I will do what? I will do a new thing. Only the former things ye shall remember no more. When God does a new thing in your life, who cares what you have done before? Hallelujah. Let me tell you, everybody, we have what I call a very short-term memory at best. All it takes is one good thing that God will do in your life. Nobody cares anymore. Hello? Because see, it's a tendency, and it's a natural tendency of people to always look at the negative. Your son that has always been coming home on time, every day, comes at 6 p.m. One day, something happened, came at 8. You would all do, I'm going to in my house. How come? The day the boy comes home at 6 every day, you have not even said, good boy for coming home on time. See, that's normal tendency of human being here. So if people are criticizing your past, just say that's a normal thing for them. You are yesterday people. My time is up. Let me stop there. We'll continue next week. Amen. Abi, you want me to give you one more? You sure?
Yes, sir.
Okay, number 3. Live your life day by day and don't worry. Tell your neighbor, say, don't worry. Hallelujah. when I first got in this country years ago, there was a guy that used to sing in college then. His name was Bobby McFerrin. The guy doesn't have instrument, he just sings with his mouth. He now sang a song. Don't worry, be happy now. Amen. He says, he has a little song I wrote. I like to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. Hallelujah. He's not a Christian, no. Abi daddy, it was a number one hit. Daddy bonfire. One month, 2 months, so. Baba Beji bonfire. Praise the Lord. Everybody. But boy, no drums, nothing, no. But you know what resonated with people? The words. Only he got no job, he got no money for rent. Your landlord is about to kick you out. He says what? Don't worry. Yeah. Hello, somebody. Hello? Don't worry. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. The Bible says, do not worry about anything. What you will eat, what you will drink, what you will put on. It says that it is the Gentiles that go after this thing. It says, your heavenly Father. Are you there, God? Where are my technical crew? Are they there? Matthew 6, 25. Hello, somebody. He says, don't worry about anything. He says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He says, all these things. Money you are looking for is all these things. House, all these things. Ladies and gentlemen, he says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you eat or drink, about your body, what you will hear. Hallelujah. Your life day by day. I don't know, 6 months from now, I don't know if I'm going to be able to graduate from school. Please, don't get me wrong. When I say live day by day, that doesn't mean you should not plan your life, plan for your future, plan for your family. But what I'm saying is that there are some things you don't need to worry about because God, he says, your heavenly Father knows how to take care of it. He now says something. He says, how many of you, by worrying, can add an ear to your head? You have been worrying for the past 7 years. What has changed? Nothing, no? Hello? That's what causes our blood pressure now. Abi, high blood pressure. And you think and think and think. Amen. The blood will begin to shut high. Don't worry. Why shouldn't you worry? The reason you shouldn't worry is that your heavenly Father is in control. Amen. Many of us, we have more faith in the pilot than we have in God. I'll be sure you. Maybe it is because you have faith in the pilot. That is where the moment you sit down in the plane, you're gone. Hello? But if you get into a plane one day, they tell you that this plane is going to fly, but there's no pilot. But God will fly the plane. But I don't go so quick. Hello, somebody. Abi? You first of all say, when they say, well, you know, welcome. This is American Airlines flight 2300, you know, flying from Dallas to Lagos, Nigeria. We are sorry our pilot is not here today. But don't worry, the plane will fly. You will get to Nigeria. God will mysteriously fly this plane. And by the way, if you are not so confident, you are free to leave the plane and you get your refund back. I guarantee you. Hallelujah. Amen, somebody. There's a song that we always sing. Well, before we sing that, let's read that, Matthew. I want us to read it. And let's read it, and I'm going to close on that. Thank you for sparing me that time. No, let me read it. I have a different translation I want to read here. Thank you for that time. The Lord will bless you. You know what I'm saying? Amen. Matthew 6:25. Bible says, so I tell you, don't worry about your everyday life, whether you have enough food, drink, and clothes. Doesn't life consist much more than food and clothing? Look at the birds. They don't need to plant or harvest or put food in barns because your heavenly Father feeds them. And you are far much more valuable to him than they are. Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? Of course not. And why worry about your clothes? Look at the lilies and how they grow. They don't work or make clothing. Yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for flowers that are here today, gone tomorrow, won't he much surely care for you? You of so little faith. So don't worry about having enough food or drink or clothing. Why be like pagans who are so deeply concerned about these things? Your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. And he will give you all you need from day to day if you live for him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring his own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. And that is why that song says, because he lives. I can face to... Stand up on your feet. Let's go. Stand up on your feet. Because he lives. Oh, fear is gone. Someone, everybody, let's sing it. Ha. Because I know he holds my future. My life is worth a living. My life. All right, everybody, let's sing it together one more time. Because he lives. Say, because he lives. Oh, I can face him. Because I know he owes my future,
and life is worth a living just because he lives.
Amen. I don't know what you are going through, ladies and gentlemen. Because God lives, we can face tomorrow. Whatever you are going through, whatever is stressing you out right now, God is in control of it. Lift your hands to heaven right now. What is that issue in your life that is bothering you? I want you to cast it upon God right now. Because he is the only one that is able to take care of it. Just, the Bible says, cast your burdens upon him. Because he cares for you. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Cast it to him. What is it? What is it? What is that thing? What is that thing? What is that thing? Say, Lord, I bring this such and such to you. Is it your marriage? Is it about your children? Is it about your finances? Is it about your home? Is it about your health? Is it about your wife? Is it about your husband? Yes, bring it to him this morning. Bring it to him this morning. Say, Lord, I bring it to you. I bring it to you. There's no one else that can do it. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Pray, 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 pray. Pray, pray, pray. Say, Lord, 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 Lord. I bring it to you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Father in heaven, we thank you. Next Sunday, don't miss the rest of it. I have about 5 more points. They're just scratching the surface because of our time. Lord, I pray this morning. Whatever situation in our life that is overwhelming us, Lord, we cast it upon you. Because we know you care for us. That issue, I pray tonight, to this morning, that you will fix it in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, I pray, whatever it is, maybe on our children, our marriage, our life, our finances, Lord, I pray you will fix it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. The attitude of gratitude, to constantly thank you regardless of what is going on in our lives. Give it to us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Blessed be your name.
Hallelujah.
For in Jesus' name we pray.
Yeah. Amen.
Why don't you go and find 7 people, say, don't worry. Be happy. God is in control. Tell somebody, don't worry, be happy. God is in control. Don't worry. Be happy. God is in control. Yes, yes. Don't worry. Be happy. God is in control. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. God is good. And all the time, I want to thank God for that word. Amen. We will continue and we'll finish it by God's grace next Sunday. Be on time next Sunday. Don't have to rush through it. Hallelujah. Let us quickly take our tithes and offerings. God is in control. God is the driver of your life. Amen. There's a song back home too. It says, my father is the one that is driving the car. No, no. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't let it drop. Praise the Lord. All right, let's draw our tithes and offering very quickly. If you don't have your tithes envelope, just raise it up where you are. We'll raise up your hand so that we can bring it to you. Amen. God is good. All right. I guess while you are doing that, because of our time, quickly, let me go through announcements. Sorry, I know we have someone I was supposed to do announcements. Let me just go through it quickly because you are still getting it ready. Number one, all workers, Saturday, 10 a.m. Amen. It is very, very important that you are here. All workers, Saturday at 10 a.m. The Lord will bless you. And please don't forget our Tuesday Bible study at 7:30. I'm telling you, we have been doing some tremendous teachings. If you have not been there, please join us. It's an awesome, awesome one. And Friday, prayer. We had a wonderful time in God's presence this past Friday. How many of you heard this past Friday? Amen. It was really awesome. It was really awesome. Also, don't forget the CAC North America Convention in July 29th to the 31st in Philadelphia. Amen. Registration is $50. Pretty. Amen. For couple, $75. Our children, they are free. They don't have to pay. Okay, hotel. Okay. Now, that doesn't include your flat or hotel. Praise the Lord. Amen. I believe the hotel is $99 per night. It's only for two nights. For the East Coast, it's a cheap one. $99, you know, two people, if you share a room, it's only $100 for two nights. Amen. So, you know, it's once a year. Let's all be there. Hallelujah. Let me tell you why you need to be there. I'm the one that is telling everybody to bring their people. I'm the one that is planning the whole thing. I'm a Quero Cock, Mani Quesi, Sagbalat, Radalas, and nobody show up. We're going in. Praise the Lord. Amen. If all of you don't show up, I'll begin to put all of you in program. Put you in program to do something. So maybe by that you will come. But on a serious note, honestly, it's going to be awesome. Baba is going to be in town from Nigeria for that one. Amen. Well, are we all ready now? Our tithes? Yeah, let's bring it forward quickly. Okay. Father in heaven, we thank you. Your word says that when we bring the tithe into the storehouse, that you will rebuke the devourer for our sake. I pray that every devourer in our lives, you will rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I decree that every debt in our life be canceled in the name of Jesus. The windows of heaven will be open for our sake.